The Renewable Energy Policy Project is a Washington, D.C. think tank that gets funding from the federal government and foundations. The project looked at federal data on industrial activity and types of manufacturing that might be growing. Project Executive Director George Sturzinger says he applied the data to wind turbines as one example.
A wind turbine is assembled from 13 or 14 following major component groups. And we know how many in Wisconsin there are of the industries that operate in those six-digit codes. It's not to say that they will necessarily do it, but it's just meant to sort of illuminate a picture that, you know, people otherwise hadn't looked at.
Sturzinger says Iowa has done the best job of turning manufacturing capabilities into so-called green power jobs, especially in wind energy. He stands by his projection that Wisconsin could eventually have 35,000 new green power jobs. However, he says that depends on state and federal energy policies, economic development activity, and job training.
This is a study that shows the potential, but it requires additional, you know, initiatives to capture it. That's true of almost anything.
The Sierra Club, United Steelworkers Union, and other groups are helping promote the report as Congress possibly gets ready for final action on an energy bill that includes a national renewable energy standard. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.